Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the Wound Healing Hyperbaric Medicine Clinic, offering treatments for chronic, non-healing wounds that are not responding to care. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning, and here is your May 4th WSIU Almanac. A French manufacturer unveiled the folding umbrella to the world on this day in 1715. And on this day in 1904, the U.S. officially took control of a small strip of land in Central America for future construction of the Panama Canal. Locally, the Brubeck Art Center Gallery at Wabash Valley College is hosting the ceramic artwork of artist Emily Lowell through this Friday. Her unique work has been displayed all over the world, and you have only two more days to experience it at Wabash Valley College. Hungry for locally grown produce? The Cannon Park Community Farmers Market gets underway for the season today at 3. And in addition to locally grown food and produce, you can see locally made crafts as well. In Mount Vernon, the Jefferson County Historical Village announces their opening weekend this Saturday and Sunday. Historical Society members will be on hand to guide you around the historical buildings in the village. You can call 618-246-0033 to find out more. In Union County, it's busy at the Anna Arts Center. Beginning on the 23rd of this month, there's a painting exhibition based on the Leonardo da Vinci philosophy of painting is poetry that is seen rather than felt. And again, this exhibit runs May 23rd through June 19th. And to find out more about this and other events at the Anna Arts Center, call Lee at 904-625-1109. And that's your Wednesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for this Wednesday. On this day, in 1959 in Los Angeles, inside the Grand Ballroom of the Beverly Hilton, the very first Grammys were held. And some of the winners, Record of the Year and Song of the Year, Volare, Best Female Pop Vocal Performance went to Ella Fitzgerald, and the Best R&B Performance of the 59 Grammys, Tequila by the Champs. Locally this month in Marion is the inaugural Art at the Fair at the Williamson County Fairgrounds. The art exhibit is organized by the Little Egypt Arts Association, and the dates May 14th and 15th in Carbondale tonight at 5:30. The Sustainable Living Film Series continues with Blue Mind, the surprising science that shows how being on, in, or near the water can make you happier and healthier. May is Reptile and Amphibian Month at Giant City State Park. And on May the 14th, starting at 10 a.m., local photographer and reptile and amphibian enthusiast Jeremy Schumacher will lead a hike looking for these animals. And if you go to this almanac on our website, you can see some of his photos right there on the website. And then the very next Saturday, May 21st, IDNR Scott Ballard will lead the presentation. And now here is Scott highlighting one great benefit of having snakes around.
Snakes play a huge role in the ecosystem, and what I tell people is an average-sized snake can eat up to 9 pounds of rats and mice a year. That may not seem like a lot, but 9 pounds will fill up a pillowcase. So every time you kill a snake out in the wild or in your yard, that's like taking and dumping a pillowcase full of mice out in your yard, because that's what he'd have eaten if you'd have let him live.
And that's your WSIU Almanac. It's May the 4th. Have a good day.